朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
今天早晨再来对我们说话。
And we ask this morning you would speak to us.
不管我们对教会的真理认识有多少。
Regardless of understanding the truth concerning the church this morning.
请你借着今天的聚会，再把我们带到一个更高的境界。
And through this meeting today, that we may be brought to a higher realm.
让我们真认识教会实在是你的心爱。
And we may understand and know that the church is your heart's law.
而教会在地上获得最重要的使命，就是彰显出你的丰满。
And the greatest commission for the church is to manifest your fullness.
求你帮助我们。
So help us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 刚才麦克风那个架子挂子挂反了，所以上不来。
There's a problem with the microphone earlier, so I have to
fix it. 弟兄姊妹过得好不好？
How are you today?
过得好不好？
How has things been?
好，我感谢主啊！那这个年轻人又有人回答，因为我知道年轻人都不喜欢回答问题。
Nobody answering on that side of the room.
感谢主哈！我们上个礼拜说我们讲了一个很重要的信息。
Last Sunday we had a very important message.
就是关于教会的真理。
Concerning the truth concerning the church.
现在一般人一讲教会就讲教会的成长。
And everybody who talks about churches today talking about the growth of the church.
但是很少人去集中讲教会的真正的意义是到底是什么。
Seldom do people talk about what is the true meaning of the church.
我们上个礼拜强调在以弗所书里面特别提到教会的三个重要的表号。
And last week we talked about the three particular types of the church. Mentioned in the book of Ephesians.
大家还记得吗？第一个是什么？
The very first one.
教会是基督的身体。
It is the body of Christ.
重在强调在教会是基督生命生命的关系。
It talks about, focuses on the relationship that we ought to have with Christ.
我们跟基督是同一个生命。
And we are of the same life.
教会在地上负责很重要的使命，就是把这个美丽的生命活出来。
And the very, the important commission is that we will live out the fullness of this life.
第二个重要的表号。
The second important typology
是什么？
Is?
本来教会是基督的心腹
The church is the bride of Christ.
他将来要回来迎娶教会。
But one day he's going to return and take his bride.
这里讲到教会和基督之间爱的关系。
And talks about the relationship of love between the church and Christ.
我们成为基督的最爱。
And that we are his most beloved.
同样的，我们也应该尽我们所能的来爱耶稣。
And so we ought to love him as such.
讲到我们跟他之间真的是最爱的。
But he and us, we are in love with one another.
那第三个表号。
And the third typology.
讲到我们是神的居所。
That we are his dwelling place.
那旧约用会幕用圣殿来表示。
And the Old Testament uses the tabernacle, it uses the temple.
在新约里面用教会来表示。
The New Testament is represented through the church.
在启示录万有都结束神旨意新天新地要降临的时候用新耶路撒冷来表示。
Through the book of Revelation, we see that at the end of all times, when everything is summed up, it uses the new Jerusalem as the typology.
他讲到神在他儿女们中间有一个伟大的杰作。
That God has a wonderful workmanship among his people.
讲到他在这里建造我们，他在这里配搭我们。
That he's building us up, he's setting us together.
成为一个伟大的圣殿，成为一个伟大的圣城。
That we may be a glorious temple, a glorious city.
这个圣城里面每一个宝石从各个不同的角度来发亮它的荣耀啊。
The city has many, many different precious stones and it gives a different aspect of the glory of God.
整个启示录结束在圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
The revelation ends when the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven above.
在我们看不见的境界里面有一个伟大的工程正在进行了。
Around that we do not see, there is a great construction that is taking place.
伟大的神他亲自建造的。
The Almighty God Himself has put His hands.
在希伯来书四十一章说 ，the city with foundation， 那座有根基的城，是神所经营、所建造的。
Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that this is a city with foundation that is built by God。
那这座城在历史历代吸引了所有的圣徒，他们整个心、所有的脚步都上这个城去。
The city has drawn the saints throughout the ages, and their footsteps is marching toward that city。
那希伯来书十一章讲到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。历史历代的人都被这个城吸引。
The Hebrews chapter 11 tells us Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, saints of old have been drawn by the city.
他们离开了自己一切所有的，被这个城吸引，因为他们羡慕一个更美的家乡。
They forsook all that they have because they long for a far better country.
弟兄姊妹，我们在教会历史上，在圣经上，我们看见这么多历史历代的圣徒，都为着这座伟大的城而活着。
Throughout the church history, we see so many saints. They live for that day. They live for the coming of the city.
所以旧约神用看得见的会幕、圣殿做一个表号。
So in the Old Testament, the Lord used what can be seen, the tabernacle and the temple as a type for us.
到了新约就用荣耀的教会。
And now the New Testament God uses a glorious church
来发表神在这里所做的事情。
To express the very works that God is doing.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们讲到教会的时候，我们的心都要兴奋的。
So today when we talk about the church, we are all to be excited.
因为整个万有里面最伟大的一个工程就是这个工程。
Because all of creation, God's greatest work is this work.
而基督为了这个工程把他的命都舍了。
And Christ, for the sake of this work, He gave His own life.
而神亲自在这里建造这座城。
God Himself is building the city.
而我们每一个人，历史历代的圣徒。就是这个城里面的宝石。
Every single one of us, all the saints throughout the ages, we are the precious stone in the city.
那你说我不像宝石啊
？You said I am not yet like a precious stone.
这是为什么神把时间给我们，在时间里面来制作我们
？This is the reason why God has given us time. In the process of time, God is working on us.
上个礼拜讲了一句非常重要的话。
Last week I said this particular thing that is very important.
凡事不是出于基督的，凡事性质不是基督的，通通不能带进教会的。
Everything that is not of Christ, everything that is not of the nature of Christ cannot be brought into the church.
所以我们身上的肉体，我们的草木和血，跟这个圣城通通无关。是
our flesh, wood, stubble, and hay has nothing to do with this glorious city.
将来见到新天新地，见到圣城新耶路撒冷，再也看不见你的脾气，再也看不见我的败坏。
When you enter into this holy temple, when you enter into New Jerusalem, you can no longer see your temper and my wickedness.
那些根本带不进去。
Those things cannot be ushered in.
所以我们到底有多少东西能够被带进这个圣城里面
？So what is it that we possess?That can be brought into that city.
完全在乎今生在时间里面，我们有多少地方被基督改变了。
It's determined by how many the areas in our lives are being changed and transformed by Christ.
我们的生命被他改变了。
Our lives are being transformed by Him.
那个成分是基督才能被带进教会。
And the very nature is now Christ, and it can be brought into the church.
上礼拜我说，人所注重的是好跟坏。
Last week I said that man focuses on what is good and bad.
人所注重的是对跟错。
Man focuses on right and wrong.
人所注重的是效率是成功。
Man focuses on efficiency and what they find as success.
神只在乎源头。
But God only cares about the source.
神只在乎性质。
God only cares about the very nature.
源头必须是基督。
The source has to be Christ.
它的成分必须是基督。
The nature of it must be Christ.
因为神只在乎基督。
Because God only cares about Christ.
神只要基督。
God only want Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这句话我希望你们把它背起来。
Everyone, I ask you would take these words and memorize in your heart.
如果我们真悟到这件事的时候
，If we really understand this,
我们整个人生的态度、价值观，许多的事情我们都要改变。
Our entire lives, our attitude, our perspective of things, everything will change.
我们在教会里面侍奉的态度、侍奉的方法，通通都要改变。
Our attitude, service, the way we serve at church, it will all be changed.
因为神在乎的是源头，神在乎的是性质。
Because God cares about the source.God cares about the nature.
源头必须是基督，性质必须是基督。
The source of it must be Christ. The nature of it must be Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个信息不容易懂，但是它太重要了。
Once I know it's difficult to comprehend, but it is so important.
这么感谢神，我们能够在正道上成为同路人。
We thank God that in the ways of truth we may be soldiers.
大家跟大家能够成为一家人。
That we may be one family.
成为同班同学。
That we may be students in the same class.
一起在基督的学校里面做门徒。
That in the schools of Christ we may be disciples.
我如果不把神真正的心意 神的标准，神所要的，告诉弟兄姊妹的话，就是我的亏欠，
那
就是我的失败。
If I do not tell you the heart of God, God's focus and God's will, then it is my shortcoming, my fault.
我可以跟大家说平安的，平安的，神祝福你，神祝福你，找大家很喜欢听的话。
And I can simply say, peace to you, peace to you, God bless you, and these are the words everyone loves to hear.
当来到了新天新地，你一看到我，一定就是要打我的。
When we go to the new heaven, new earth, you're going to pound on me.
那当然，我说过了，血气带不进天堂的哈。
Of course, flesh and blood can not enter in.
但是你们一定会很后悔，会遗憾，会想说：“于弟兄，你为什么不告诉我神要的是这个？”
You will regret. You will feel bad, brother. You, how come you didn't tell me about this?
弟兄姊妹
，One sister,
保罗告诉我们，将来有火要来发现，来试验我们的工程。
Paul says that fire will test our work, will try what we have done.
我们就巴不得那些会被火烧掉的东西，今天先被烧掉。
How we pray that we should be consumed by fire on that day would be burned up today.
让我们真正的能够 wake up 起来。
But we can all wake up today.
因此呢，我们被世界捆绑的太厉害了。
But we've been bound by this world, so we're facing the system.
观念、潮流、价值观念束缚的太厉害了。
The concept, the train of thought, the way the current of this world has indoctrinated us.
我们在乎效率，天天看看看看看。
We care about efficiency every day, where it's a rush.
我们在乎成功，成功，成功。我们天天追逐，把命都赌进去。
We worry about success, success. We even give our lives for what we could gain.
我们在那里争对错。
And we argue about right and wrong.
我们在那里争好坏。
We talk about what's good, what's bad.
但是我们常常忘记了神到底要的是什么。
A lot of time we forget what is it that God wants.
神只要基督啊。
God only wants Christ.
所以我不是光跟弟兄姊妹讲这些话，要审判我自己，审判我们所有的。
But I'm not telling you these words. These words, I will be tried by them. You will be tried by them.
我们今天不被神改变的话
，We are not changed by God today.
如果我们的生命不被改变成基督的话
，Our lives are not being transformed to be like Christ today.
我们一生不管有多少钱，都带不进永世。
Our entire life, doesn't matter how much success we gain, we cannot bring it to eternity.
到底神所要的是什么
？What is it that God wants?
神所要的是被改变的生命。
God wants a life that is changed.
让我们越来越像耶稣。
We may be more and more like Christ.
神所要的是被改变的关系。
God wants to transform your life.
让我们每一个人跟神，这个至高神之间有亲密之间的关系。
Our relationship with the Most High God is an intimate one.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，也是我们的神，也是你，也是我的神。
And the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob would be your God and my God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要把神放得那么遥远，那么抽象。
Dear brothers, do not put God so far away as he's very elusive.
反正我们每一天、每一个人、每一件事情都发生了。
It has something to do with every single day, every event, everything that happens in our lives.
所以你我今天的生活
，So our lives today，
你我人生的追求
，The things that we pursue today，
你我所有的成就
，Everything that we can gain today，
如果基督不在其中
，Christ is not in the middle of it.
Nothing.
It is nothing.
在神的眼中。什么都不算。
In the eyes of God, it counts as worth nothing.
因为有一句话说 ，Good without God is nothing.
And there's a good saying that says, "Good without God is nothing."
God, 你把 God 拿出来，剩下零了。
And if you take God out of good, it's but zero.
人生再好的东西
，No matter how good these things may be,
神不在其中 ，it's nothing.
If God is not in the middle, it's nothing.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们哈。
Once we ask the Lord to help all of us.
我也不知道为什么会突然给你们讲这么长的话。
I don't know why I spoke such stern words with you.
我不是为了得罪你们，我真的是爱你们。
I am not here to offend you. I love you dearly.
没有时间去浪费了。
There's no time to waste anymore.
盗贼、仇敌像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可以吞吃的人。
The thieves and the robbers, they come and they go all over the land as a lion that can devour whatever they can devour.
讲血肉妇人的时候，已经跟弟兄姊妹讲了，今天多少的基督徒活在虚假的底下。
When we talk about the story of the woman that is bleeding, we talk about the fact so many Christians are living in lies today.
外面看不出我们有问题
，Outwardly we look fine.
但是我们一直在漏掉生命，漏掉能力，漏掉一切的祝福。
But inwardly we're losing life, we're losing all the blessings that God's given us.
我们讲话没有能力，讲话没有高油，我们的生活没有喜乐，我们都知道。
We speak without power, without anointing, we live a lifeWithout joy, we know it.
但是别人不见得知道。
But everybody else did not.
我们可以强颜欢笑，我们可以一样服侍，一样带聚会。
We can laugh on the outside. We can continue to serve and lead meetings.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要主耶稣来医治我们。
Brothers, we need the healing of Jesus.
把我们个人的问题、家庭的问题、教会的问题。
Our personal problems, their family problems, or church issues, that they may truly be resolved.
And
we may all love Him
together.
And in everything we face, we know that Jesus is our aim and our goal. There's only but one thing. Forget about the past. I'm going to press forward towards the goal. What are you running for? There's only been one goal, that is Christ. God wants us to all lay hold of Christ. In our schools, in our education, in our work, in our families. Everything we touch, there's Christ in it. On the unreasonable requirements from others, their angers and things that are not just, it may be Christ in that as well.
更不要说我们在爱的里面一起聚会，一起敬拜，一起赞美，一起听神的道，基督充满一切。
Not to say that we worship in the love of the Lord together, we ought to have Christ to fill everything.
我们再念一遍哈，基督是一切，没有在一切之内。
You see it on the wall, Christ is all and in all.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
We need to thank God.
今天早上我们继续要讲到教会。 在基督这个身体的建立和见证上，让主居首位。
We want to talk about the church, the body of Christ, the Lord builds up His testimony.
被神摆在一个家里面。
We are placed together in one family.
我们被神摆在一个教会里。
We are placed in one church.
虽然普天之下所有神的儿女们都是我们的家人。
Although all the saints throughout the world, they are all our family members.
虽然历史历代都已经是见主的圣徒，跟我们都在一个身体里。
The saints of all ages, they are also in this body.
但是我们要特别感谢神，就在肉身的里面，在时间空间的里面，神把我们排在一起，是特别亲的一班人。
We want to thank God that in the confines of time and flesh and blood, we are together here physically.
你如果不喜欢我，你也倒霉，你只好认。
As you see, you don't like me, you may not like me, but you have to like me anyway.
除非你要赖皮，你要跑掉。
Or you could, you know. Cheat the game and run away.
或是你把我给赶走了。
Or you rush me out of this house.
但是主不让我走，我是不会走的。
But the Lord don't want me to go. I can't go anywhere.
所以弟兄姊妹，被摆在一起，一起天天咬紧牙关忍受，不如好好相爱啊。
We are all together every day, and we can enjoy with our teeth grinding, or we can just sincerely love each other.
而且更何况是把我们摆在一个家、一个身体里面的时候。
And not to say when God's places in this one same family.
神希望我们彼此成为对方的祝福的。
God wants us to be a blessing toward one another.
每一个人都可以成为我的祝福。
Every single one of you could be my blessing.
我也愿意成为所有人的祝福。
And I want to be a blessing to each of you.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的儿女。
This is the children of God.
世人不一样的。
It's different from the world.
世人都是常常以自我为中心的。
The world's all about themselves.
我要得什么？我要追逐。 什么？我要表现什么？
What can I gain? What can I pursue? What can I exemplify?
我要 show off 什么？
What is it that I can show off?
好像是人都是我。
Everybody's about me.
来到神家，一进门就是 deny yourself 一个大写字大的。
When you come into the house of God, the very first phrase we know is deny yourself.
我们要认识到别的，只知道耶稣基督并他的十字架。
You want to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
今天早上我们讲身体的建立。
And this morning when we talk about the edifying of the body.
哎，宗教最重要的信息哈。
So important, guys.
我们怎么样在这个学校里面，在这个家里面，我们一同被主建造起来。
In the same schoolroom, in the classroom, in the house of God, how do we all build each other up?
真成为合神心意的居所。
And we may be a dwelling place.
时间的关系，我们只能读两段的圣经。
And because of the limitation of time, we're going to read two portions of scriptures.
我们先读以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
不在我的纲要上。
It is not in the outline. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 through 22.
中文的念中文的，英文的念英文的，广东话的念广东话的。
Let's read it out loud, whatever language.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是以圣徒同国，是圣家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。 有耶稣基督自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的神殿。你们也靠他同被建造， 成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
好，在这里看见我们不再是外人了。
Here it says that we're no longer foreigners.
我们都是内人。
But we are all insiders.
这些 ABC 都听不懂了。Okay. 内人是表示 my wife 的意思。难怪你们都没有幽默感。
An insider is in Chinese means those who are in my family, those who are my wife.
就是我们不再做外人。
We're no longer foreigners.
我们也不再做客旅。
We're no longer sojourners.
我们成为自己生活同国，而且是神家里的人。
But we're fellow citizens, members of the same household.
所以你看，我们买会所的时候，那个卖主是个犹太人，他不肯卖给我们，很重要的原因就是我们没钱。
And the seller who sold us this property, he was Jewish. And he didn't want to sell it to us because he thought we didn't have the money.
看我们那么久的时间，这个教会的奉献才这么少。
And he looked at our offering status for a long time. He said, "That's all you got."
所以他问我们 committee， 问我们弟兄说：“你们钱要从哪里来？”他们说：“我们天上的老爸。”
So he asked our committee members. He said, "Where are you guys going to get the money?" And our response was from our Father from our heaven.
他只能当笑话听，他没有办法真听进去。
He saw our Father from heaven, and he kind of just chuckled and laughed.
我们是真，我们也一点不是讲风凉话，我们是讲真的。咱们天上的老爸最有钱。
We're really not that crazy. We know that our Father, Daddy in heaven, he is rich.
因为我们是神家里的。
Because we are the household of God.
我们都是他的儿女。
We are all the children of God.
怎么这么少人笑？你们不会 sweet 呀？
That's such a sweet notion.
伟大的神是咱们老爹，你知道吗？
His holy God is Daddy.
然后他在这里建造我们
，and then he's building us up。
他不是只是 spoiling 我们，宠爱我们
，he's not spoiling us， 他
的确意把最好的给我们，他没有留下一样好处给我们。
He wants to give us the very best. He held nothing back。
但是另外一方面，他又在这里教育我们，建造我们。
But at the same time, he's teaching us. He's nurturing us.
你看到《生命记》32说这样，耶和华独自引导他。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 says, "In this way, God has led them along."
神自己在这里 educate 他，神在这里 train 他。
God himself is educated and trained.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你要知道我们的老师是神。
Do you know that our teacher is God?
我们的老爹是神。
Our daddy is God.
哎呀，我们真的是真有福的一般人。
We are truly blessed.
他是老爹，他爱我们，没有一样好处不给我们。
Our daddy loves us; he will not withhold any goodness from us.
他是我们最好的老师，他说他亲自引导我们。
He's our best teacher; he himself will lead us.
他亲自教育我们。
He will educate us himself.
他把我们建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
He establishes on the foundation of the teaching of the apostles.
然后，耶稣基督做房角石，就表示他是 cornerstone.
And Christ himself is a cornerstone.
Cornerstone 都站起来。
Cornerstone, all those sitting in the Cornerstone Fellowship, stand up.
要活得像 Cornerstone.
Live as if you are the Cornerstone.
他是我们的根基，他是我们的标准。
He's our foundation. He's our standard.
然后他在这里渐渐成为主的圣殿，然后你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
We are being fitted together into the holy temple of God, that we may be the dwelling place of the Spirit.
你知道吗？神今天在建造我们。
So God is building us today.
他的爱把我们从漂流，从被审判、被救主的境界里面救回来，成为神家的。
The love of God has saved us from judgment is to come and brought us into His household.
那更深的爱，他要把我们建造。
So with that deeper love, He wants to now stage us and build us.
建造起来，成为一个充满荣美的居所。美丽到一个地步，神自己要住在其中。
That we may be such a beautiful dwelling that God Himself will live there.
就所罗门王盖的那么宏伟的圣殿出来的时候
，So God Solomon when he finished this grand temple that he's built.
所罗门自己的祷告说：“天和天上的天都不过你居住。”
And Solomon prayed, "O Lord God, heaven and the heaven above is not fitting for you to dwell."
你怎么会住在人所造的殿？
How is it that you will dwell in a building that is made by man?
但是神却拣选我们作为他的居所。
God has chosen you and me to be His dwelling place.
我相信我们在外面再累再辛苦，我们有一个吸引，就是我想回家。
And we know that no matter how tired we are, we always have this heart, this longing that I want to go home.
家里面有爱，家里面有安息。
At home, there's love, there's peace, there's rest.
但是今天地上太多的教会不能叫主得到安息。
There's so many churches here in the world today that the Lord cannot find rest.
就连两千年前这位伟大的神道成肉身来到地上，他进到圣殿。看完东西以后，他就出城到伯大里去。
Even Jesus 2,000 years ago, he came into this world, he entered into the temple, he looked, and then he exited and went to Bethlehem.
因为那个圣殿再也不是以神为中心。
Because that temple was no longer putting God as the center.
今天任何一个教会如果不是以神为中心，不是以基督为内容的话，弟兄姊妹，神在这里等着他来。
Whenever a church is no longer Christ centered and Christ is the content of it.The Lord cannot find rest.
我们再来读第四章非常重要的经文。
Please turn to Philippians, Ephesians chapter 4.
这次的经文稍微长一点哈，我们弟兄读一节经文。
These verses are a little long, so we're going to alternate in our reading.
我们从第七节读到十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 7 through 16.
我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，行事先降在地上了，那降下的就是原生之天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，重要人的诡计和欺骗的法术。一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按其职，照着各己的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立支持。啊，这是教会建造里面非常重要的一段经文。
This is a very important scripture concerning the principle of the growth or the edifying of the church.
上礼拜我们讲到教会其实是一个器皿。
And we talked last week that the church is a vessel.
是这位伟大的神，他自己要来充满。
And God Himself wants to fill this container.
而且要从它里面得到彰显的。
From this vessel, He would be magnified.
所以这位伟大的神道成肉身来到地上，耶稣基督为我们完成的救赎。
And this awesome God has come in the flesh, in Jesus Christ, who fulfills salvation.
所以我们被他洁净了，我们成为他的居所。
We are cleansed by Him. Now we're dwelling place.
而我们这些得救的人聚在一起，成为教会，成为他的居所。
And we are those of us who are saved. We gather together, called the church. We are His dwelling place.
所以，而且教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所要充满的。
The church is the body of Christ, of Him who fills all, the fullness of Him who fills all and all.
这是第一种的翻译啊，是那充满万有者所要充满的。
He is
充满万有者所充满的。
He's the one who is in all that's going to fill. I'm sorry.
而且第二个，他是讲到另外大笔的翻译是讲到这个是他充满万有者的丰满 ，is the fullness。
He's the fullness, the one who fills all.
啊，所以就是一方面讲到他自己要来充满这个器皿，充满教会。
Not only is it talking about the fact that he himself wants to fill the church, fill this vessel.
那另外一方面说到要基督教会来发表出他的丰满，他的 fullness.
But on the other hand, he wants to express his fullness through the church.
一方面他把他所有丰富的祝福、生命恩典都放在教会里面。
On the one hand, he puts all of his blessing, all of his life inside the church.
啊，让教会里面所有的东西都充满了基督。
And everything inside the church will be full of Christ.
另外一方面他要彰显出来。
And the second aspect is that this church wants to magnify, wants to reveal.
彰显出他的丰满来。
So the full这是天不说神。
你看一个瓶啊，如果花瓶是放花的
，and let's see, this a vase right here is for containing flowers.
酱油瓶放酱油的
，a container for soy sauce for soy sauce.
酒瓶装酒的
，wine bottles for wine.
啊，热水瓶，你看到热水瓶是要装热水的
，thermos is for hot water.
啊，所以器皿装什么这个内容？ well, 很重要的。
Or whatever the vessel is to contain, you know, is specific for that content.
跟它息息相关的。
Is directly related to the content.
教会只有一个 content, 教会就是装基督的。
Again, church only has one content of Christ.
是那充满万有者所要充满的，就是要装基督的。
It's the fullness of Him who fills all. It is for Christ alone.
所以不是基督的不要带进来。
So everything that is not of Christ, don't bring it in.
第二方面讲到彰显。
And the second aspect talks about how feeling.
他不光把里面的丰富，那个丰富要彰显出来。
And now it needs to magnify the fullness that is inside of it.
他说是要彰显他的丰满。
It is for the sake of revealing the fullness of Christ.
那个小 baby 刚生下来的时候。
No little baby when it's just born.
大家都很喜欢他，小小天使很可爱。
And everybody loves them like little angels.
但是你不会说这个小 baby 已经达到了他的丰满。
But you will never say that this little baby has reached its fullness.
他需要长大，需要成熟。
It needs to grow, it needs to mature.
他这么小，他连脚是干嘛都不知道的，还不会走路。
He is so small, he doesn't even know what to do with his legs.
他连爸妈都认不出来。
He can't even recognize his own parents.
他嘴巴也不会讲话。
He can't speak.
他还跟丰满差远了。
He is so far away from being full.
虽然他的生命是完整的，但是他没有达到丰满。
His life is full.But he hasn't reached fullness.
所以基督的身体要被建立，长到生命是要长大成熟。
So this body of Christ, when we talk about needs to be edified, needs to, says it needs to grow and mature.
同样的，你如果要盖一个伟大的圣殿。
So similarly, if you want to build a great temple,
你把所有的金银宝石，你把你的香柏树，所有的东西都摊在地上，建材都在了。
You take all the precious stones, all the cedars of Lebanon, you bring all the material, you pile it there, it's all there.
哇，都是这么好的建材，真是金银宝石。
They are so precious, they are really indeed wonderful.
如果是今天早就被偷了，连我们停车场的电线都有人偷。
If you just pile them together, they'll probably all be stolen. People will steal the wires in our
slots. 这么多宝贵的建材，你不能说它丰满。
And all this wonderful material, you cannot say it's reached fullness.
它是要被建造。
It needs to be brought together.
照着山上的样式，照着神心意中的蓝图被建造起来。
According to the pattern on the mount, according to the heart of God, needs to be built up.
所以当圣殿正盖好的时候，耶和华的荣光充满整个圣殿。
So when the temple is completed,The glory of God filled the temple. Because now it's reached fullness.
所以今天教会在地上很重要的责任。
So the very important responsibility of the church on the earth.
因为一方面我们里面要充满着基督，我们的成分必须是基督。
On the one hand, we need to be careful that the content of it is Christ Himself.
另外一方面，教会要有见证。
But the second fullness is that you must have the testimony.
要把基督的丰满能够彰显出来。
And the fullness of Christ that is in it must be revealed and be seen.
这是教会最重要的意义。
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。